This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old sock. Listen, I was woken up last night by loud, lovemaking noises coming from my neighbour's house. So straight on to the guards, I said, listen, could whoever send a squad car down to the Black Rock Road there like a good man and tell Hoggy to keep it down? Well, the guard said, do you mind if I ask if you're in a semi-D or terraced house? I said, I absolutely do mind, because I live in a 4.8 million euro mansion. And the only reason I can hear my neighbour is because Hoggy got a new girlfriend, she's French, and he wired the sound system they use in the marquee up to his bedroom so I can hear him having the old rumpy pumpy. Make me jealous. Maybe if you spend less time responding to dance challenges from Swiss police and more time protecting millionaires like myself, this ignorance wouldn't arise. Well, didn't he charge me with insulting a member of the force there and then? Do you have a solicitor I could use? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
At breakfast this morning, Mike Connor said, I couldn't believe the groaning sounds from next door last night. I said, sorry, we'll try and keep it down the next time. Hashtag love my neighbour.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. I'm half thinking now maybe I should have stayed living with that pervert guard up in Bishopstown who had me minding his kids, because anything would beat living back here at home with my mother. It's bad enough that she makes me sit through entire episodes of Can't Pay, We'll Tow It Away. But doesn't she insist on adding in her commentary as if she knew the people involved and them in over their heads with a new camper van they bought and the Never Never? My friend Gertrude said I need to spend my days on Wall Street bets on Reddit. It's full of angry celibate lads who'll tell you how to make a fortune on the stock exchange. Do you think I'd be thick as the man from Knocknabowl to even think about it? Rosaline, back in Bally Desmond.
My neighbour made 300 grand on GameStop stocks last week. I said, what are you focusing on this week? He said, money laundering. Hashtag taxes for losers.
Come here. How do the people in Ballycotic know I'm a narry? Everyone do know that the Glen River Park is basically the Hanging Gardens of Babylon with knobs on. But still, like, you would be bored of bringing your dog there 40 days in a row. So myself and the old doll took the dog, Roy, he's a real ankle biter, out to the park in Ballycotic yesterday. Now, it is outside our 5K. But the way I look at it, if me Hall Martin can fly to Washington with a ball of shamrock, surely I can drive out to Ballycotic, like. Anyway, we were strolling round the park and all of these curtain twitchers were like, sorry, are you sure you're inside your 5K there, bud? And I was flabbergasted, like. How did they bust me? I wasn't even in me Liverpool tracksuit. So, like, is there something else giving away the fact that I'm a proud Norry? Don't you don't, Blackpool?
They're probably using the Norry Detector 3.0. It has a much better detection rate than the version 2.0 because it can tell if you asked for a free scoop of chips with your burger in the last 24 hours.
It's very unsure in our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who love to ram their wealth down your throat on Instagram. It's no joke trying to live our best lives when the most glamorous place within 5K is Tremor Valley Park, aka The Dump. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said, there are only so many times you can show a video of your 45 grand Italian kitchen while pretending to clean it yourself, like as if. Kira underscore with a K said she went to Dubai last weekend and actually spent most of the time crying because if she posted a photo of herself draped on a yacht, you can be sure some nurse would be on to Neil Prendeville calling her a granny killer. So like, is there a tasteful way to show off your wealth while hundreds of people are still dying from a global pandemic? Jenny Douglas Road.
My friend Kleena is an influencer. She insists we call her DM4 Collab. I said, what's the best way to show off your wealth these days? She said, I do unboxing videos of expensive clothes for my kids in my pajamas. Hashtag week for them. Hashtag mother's love. Hashtag no makeup. Hashtag state of me. I said, ah, they're so innocent and naive. She said, stop mocking my followers. Hashtag flair.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.